الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم. Before speaking a little bit on niyat, just a reminder, inshallah all of us are engaged in it, but in our du'as, very, very particular du'as for Palestine, for Masjid-e-Aqsa. This is, they say, for first time in centuries, that it's almost 2 weeks that not a single namaz is made in the masjid. The last 10 days of i'tikaf, people from around the world should go for i'tikaf there. No i'tikaf, no faraz namaz, nothing. The masjid is closed completely. So we have to make a lot of dua. And the amount of atrocities that have been committed there, and not only there in Palestine, but in Sudan, Darfur, and many other places also in the world. A lot is being done. And they are blaming the Muslims for it, whereas the Muslims are really, by and large, innocent. We are also guilty. We don't fulfill our duties as we have to. But even then, we have to. Our duty is to make dua. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ummah is like one body. If one part of the body is something wrong, the effect is on the whole body. On that also, myself first, we all measure our iman. How much do we feel for them? And do we make dua? And the dua also, is it just sarsari, just lightly? Or do we do it with passion? Imagine if those conditions have to be here with us. What things they are going through. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that in all our du'as, we include all the Muslims in the world, that Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us from all, give us najat from this horrible conditions which are prevailing everywhere. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to niyat, this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, innamal amalu, which is the plural of amal, bin niyat, which is also the plural. Both of are plural. So all actions, they are interpreted in many, many, many ways, will be judged according to the intention. So intention plays a very, very important part. Ulama explained that niyat is from nawat, that is the pat. If the pat is good, the seed is good, the fruit will be good. So if the niyat is good, the amal will be good. So we have to check on our niyat. Like for example, ask ourselves also, we made asr namaz just now we make maghrib inshallah. Do we make niyat or we just make our namaz? Fuqaha have written that we just make your asr time, maghrib time, why are you here? For that namaz. So your niyat will be correct and the namaz will be correct. But the more niyat we make, for example, in a nafal namaz, we just make niyat, we fasten, make Allahu Akbar and we start. But if we make niyat of, for example, Salatul Tawbah, and make the niyat of Salatul Tawbah in this way, that all my gunas, which Allah knows, and Allah knows our gunas more than what we know. How much our gunas are in front of us are very limited. And Allah undoubtedly knows every detail. So all those gunas, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, we have got, always we've got hajah, necessities. Our necessities, other people's necessities, we make dua for them also. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, very, very important. Salatul Shukr, make that niyat also. If we make that niyat, we'll get that sawab also. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara. Make Istikhara niyat also in nafal namaz. So this is that we can make all these niyat and we will get the sawab as though we made all these namazes separately. Two rakats, every separately. we will get this sawab according to that. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, and then also which namaz it is. Whichever it is, Ishraq we are busy, Awwabin we are making, Tahajjud we are making, Salatul Duha, Chash, whichever namaz it is, we make the niyat of that also. So we will get the sawab accordingly. It, Ulama have written that the Buzurgani Deen, the righteous and the pious, many excel with different ways. One way to excel also is in niyat. That a person makes niyat, all these different niyat, and he gets the sawab. The two rakats namaz, we end at Buzurg, which outwardly it will be the same perhaps. Perhaps a bit longer, shorter, but outwardly it will be the same. But that niyat there makes a world of difference between the two. So niyat is very, very important. Our faraid also, how much we can make shukr to Allah that He has ordained this namaz for me. Whether it was Asr now, whether it was Maghrib, Allah's big ihsan that Allah Ta'ala ordained these namazes for us. And namaz, where undoubtedly it is our duty. We must make our namazes. But it is also a great gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The way to connect with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give us that level of iman that whenever we have anything, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he said that just the wind blew a little bit stronger, he should go to the masjid, engage in namaz. Because everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Today for us, when we see the clouds gathering, or we hear thunder, then we should also make dua that, Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alhu lana wa la taj'alhu alayna. Or wa la make it in our favor. Let it not be against us. Because maybe, like the people of Ad, most probably, they saw also clouds, black clouds, which they took, laden with water. And this is what we need. So they say, Hadha aridun mumtiruna. This cloud, we want this cloud. But in it was adab, severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And many times we know different places it happens. We see the clouds, rains, even if it's in a drought-stricken area, and people get happy, rains are coming. But if it is filled with the adab of Allah, and who can fight Allah Ta'ala? When Allah's adab, the winds that blew on the nations whom Allah Ta'ala had destroyed, we heard that the angel who was appointed, he asked how much of the wind must he. He gave a measurement. Allah said, in that case, the world won't exist. And then, like the eye of a needle, little bit only, that of Allah's azab was let loose. And for 7 days, 8 nights, there was complete destruction. And nothing remained of those places. So whenever we see this, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So, for example, a marriage is taking place, they also make dua also that it's a happy occasion. But many times, and today even more, in some country statistics, they have shown that so many divorces are taking place. A child, the wife has conceived, a happy occasion, and show our happiness also, but make dua also, we don't know. So anyway, intention is very, very important also. That for everything we make intention. And we get into the habit of making niyat. Normally we are just like a washing machine, you press a button and it works. We just automatically, our namazes we make, we go to shop for example. We will spend, say, 8 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours at our working place. But if we make the niyat to earn a halal earning, by which we will sustain ourselves, we don't become a burden and liability to other people. We look after our family, and Allah give us, we'll help other people also. Then all that, what a big ibadat it is written, just by that niyat. And for that niyat, we don't have to take out separate time. For example, on our way that we are going, we make that niyat. And for mundane, worldly matters also, we make niyat that also all can become deen. We all have to go toilet. We are not farishtas, angels. We have to go to the toilet, and there also we can make so many intentions to relieve ourselves. Then when we are relieved, then we can make our ibadat with more attention. We can focus more. And many more intentions also. And every person, according to the level of his closeness to Allah Ta'ala, his piety and his intelligence, the true intelligence which we heard about in the kitab, who are the real intelligent people? Those who work for akhirah. And those are the real intelligent people. So how much we, Allah Ta'ala opens upon us. And with our niyat, we can surpass many, many people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And with the same, if we don't make our niyat correct, and this is also an effort of our islah, of making intention. Otherwise, we could be making namaz, all the namaz for show, to show people. We're doing so many things. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of different types of ibadat. But if it is for recognition, for show, then it's a zero, not zero, minus. We will suffer the consequences of that. So to the making of niyat is also very, very important from the basics of niyat, that we, whatever amal we are doing it only for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And there are so many amal in our deen, and which, alhamdulillah, we do involve ourselves, making khidmat of people, for example. That also, and there also the niyat is very, very important. All household chores, husband helps in the household chores little bit also. There also the niyat is very, very important. So in all aspects, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we try and make niyat. A person going for shopping, for example, grocery shopping for the house, there also there are so many intentions that we can make. And according to that, all those amal will be according to their niyat. What intentions we have made, according to that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will reward us, will give us the returns. So, niyat is a very important, integral part of our deen. And it is a hidden thing. Nobody knows what is in the mind of a person. Why is he doing this? Nobody knows. But he himself, and many times we also don't know. We also like unmindful. We're just doing our amal. And inshallah, without that really clear niyat, our amal will be accepted. Our basic intention is to please Allah Ta'ala. We came for itikaf. And how much Maulana stresses it here always, that for itikaf, before maghrib, before sunset, we make our niyat, I'm going to make itikaf. For our roza, that we make our niyat that we are going to be keeping the farz nose roza. Though, of course, just making the sehri. We are making sehri because we have to keep the roza. So our roza will be made. But if we make more niyat, according to that, Allah Ta'ala will reward us also accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we try and become conscious and our mind operates in this way. For all these intentions. So, how much the niyat is incorrect, then that amal also will be like that. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. How our niyat is, barakat also from Allah Ta'ala comes accordingly. If we have good intentions of doing and undertaking anything, then the results will also be good. How many people, alhamdulillah, are gone for umrah, are going? People are returning. In all this, the niyat is very, very important. That what is our niyat? So, niyat is one of the elementary, basic things. In fact, with regard to this hadith, it comes the further explanation that a person who makes hijrat also, and hijrat is such a great sacrifice, where a person leaves his home, he leaves his country, he leaves his town, everything, and just trusting on Allah. And he goes to another strange place where perhaps like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, the weather condition of Medina was different. it did not agree with them initially, and they were falling ill, and they have gone there, and they had no support, sort of. And Allah, what a system Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, where he paired the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina Sharif, with the Muhajireen of Makkah Sharif primarily, and made them brothers. And they shared everything among themselves. And so much so that if a person had two wives, he would tell that time the laws of Parda, Hijab, were not still revealed, that you choose one of them. I will divorce her, and after her iddat, you can marry her. But the Muhajireen were also of that caliber. They said that all your wealth, everything Mubarak to you. You show us the way to the shopping area, the bazaar. And they were business people by and large. The Muhajireen were all business people. The Ansar were farmers by and large. And then they carried on. Anyway, so this hijrat also that a person makes with all the sacrifice, if it is with the correct intention, for Allah, for the hijrat is for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will be regarded for that. And if the hijrat is in order, like one Sahabi, it's a famous instance that he wanted to marry a woman who had gone to Medina Sharif. And if it is for that reason, then it is according to that. So niyat determines everything of ours. And we have to become very, very conscious of this. And yeah, while we are here, and we have come, Allah make our Islam, everyone's Islam, that we become into the, we put our car in gear. If you're just in neutral, the car is not going to move. It has to be put in gear. So yeah, also, with all this, we also put ourselves in gear. And how many more niyats we can make? For our Islah, for example. We say we have come for Islah. Allah reward our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayh, and where we also learn personally, we never even thought that Islah is something in our lives. Just like the love of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq. We studied and we learned many things and we stayed in the company of great ulama and great awliya. But that there is something like the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that also, a niyat must be made for that. That we want to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, if we make all these niyats, then our actions will follow accordingly also. And then we will make effort in that line. To make our islah is not only from the outward gunas that we save ourselves. For example, our eyes, our tongue, etc. That is all part of Islah. But that is not the complete. The real is the heart. And with the heart, the intention has to do fully with the heart. And it is not necessarily to say it verbally. But a learner, a mubtadi, a starter, he can say it in order to get used to it. And once he is now in the groove, then just in the heart a person makes his intention. You will see, one young person told an elderly person, a great buzur, that we just start our namaz, Allahu Akbar. You take so long to start your namaz. He said, my brother, my friend, young man, you can manage that. But I have to make so many niyats. So therefore it takes me time to think of all that. And this afterwards just comes like in the stride. We don't have to do it everything. It doesn't take us even a minute or so. It's just all in the stride. But for the beginning, in order to bring it within us, like for example also the condition of the ummah, the Muslims which are going through all the various conditions in the world, there also, what niyat have we got? What is in our heart? Have we got any feeling? Do we think about them? Or are we just like aloof from them? And this is also, of course, a measure for our iman. How much are we attached? As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam declared, وَقَوْلُهُ حَقٌّ, and the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam are 100% true, that the whole body will feel it. And today, unfortunately, the Arab countries which are just around Palestine, they are like, they are numb, or we don't know what their condition is, but there seems to be, who have the power, who have various things, leverages which they can use, but Allah knows best. So that is them. But the whole ummah, everyone, and dua is a very, very powerful weapon which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Also, as we heard in the khutbah today of Jummah, the importance of dua and how much can be achieved and done by dua. So all these things are Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make this niyat of our Islam and the complete Islam. Not only from the outward things, we are not on porn, alhamdulillah. We don't listen to music, alhamdulillah. We don't intermingle with the opposite gender. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, save us. But the other, the heart. And in the heart, the niyat is one very, very important aspect. And we have to try and work on this consciously. I'm repeating it in different ways so that Allah Ta'ala makes it comes into my heart first and into us all, that we become conscious of addressing this perhaps a weakness of ours. Of course, there are so many brothers who do make the niyat, and they make them correctly also. And mashallah, then their ibadat also is accordingly. And in all this, whatever we do, we all understand and we accept, alhamdulillah, that our ibadat, our actions are deficient. They cannot measure. They don't come anywhere near the path marked by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that the water of the what is in the jug can't fit in the glass. And the water which is in a bucket can't fit into a jug. And the water which comes from the tap in our days, or the dam, the reservoir, that can't fit into the bucket. And the water that is in the reservoir, from where that water is coming, the river, the dam, the sea, not the sea, the dam, river, that water of the river, etc., cannot fit into the reservoir. So a thing which is limited, it can't fulfill the rights which is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala, who is unlimited, how is Allah, how are we going to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala? But our duty to try our best. And whatever, and we admit and accept that we are deficient. And we know that Allah Ta'ala is the most appreciative. And Allah Ta'ala accepts readily. Allah accepts fully. So we turn to Allah Ta'ala all the time. And in humility and humbleness, we present ourselves. And together with that, in all these things, we make our niyas also, and as much as we can, make our niyas for the faras according to that, then for the nawafil, according to that we make our niyas. For our other mundane, worldly matters that we have to see to, which we have to attend, we have to eat, whether it is just a little bit also, sehri, iftari, whatever, we have to go to toilet, and in that also, if we do become conscious, then there is still some deficiency. Some brothers who are in etiquette, but they still take it easy when they go into the toilet. They is making salam, for example, or something, and they stop also, and this nullifies the etiquette. So we should be very, very careful. So how much we are conscious, and our niyat is that we are here for this etiquette, so much, inshallah, the quality of our etiquette will also improve, and we'll be able to turn to, and also niyat is such a powerful ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. A person makes niyat, I will get up for tahajjud, and perchance he did not get up, but the sawab on his niyat, the sawab is written. On the one occasion when there were droughts in the time of the Bani Israel, and one person who had that feeling for the people and the famine, the droughts, people are suffering. And this he made a niyat in his heart that, Ya Allah, if I had wheat, flour, to the extent of this mountain, I should have distributed it to all these people. He was so genuine and sincere. Allah Ta'ala informed the Nabi of the time, to inform him that he has got all that sawab. So just on that niyat, and everyone, the poorest person can also make niyat, that he sees a rich man who's giving a million rand, who's giving big amounts in the path of Allah Ta'ala. I'm a poor man, I can't. But how much, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, the sincerity of your intention is, you can't give a million, but you can give one rain. So you give your one rain. And Allah Ta'ala then gives barakat accordingly. And the way of the munafiqeen, the way of shaitan is, that you're only giving one rand, and the receipt is more expensive than one rand. And so, you are a liability. No, but whatever we do, the munafiqeen should say, when people give little, that what's the need of giving it? What's it going, what effect? And when they give a lot, then they say they are showing off. So we, according to what Allah has given us, our niyyah, we make it, and accordingly Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will give us. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and a very special practice. Allah give us all tawfiq every Jumu'ah, not only in Ramadan, but dua before Maghrib. This was a very, very, what ihtimam, what great care our buzruq should engage themselves. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, that every during the year after Asr, some kitab of Hazrat used to be read. But on Friday, only Durood Sharif. And then close on to the time of sunset, then a time for dua. And everyone should engage themselves. And the dua, today's khutbah, mashallah, who have covered the subject very, very well, that the importance and the value of dua that we should make. So we should try and engage ourselves in duas now and turn to Allah Ta'ala with sincerity. And please let us not forget the people of Palestine, Masjid, the third Qibla, which was at one time the Qibla of the Muslims, the third honorable Masjid. And it was the Qibla of the Muslims for a period of time. And today, not a single namaz, not a adhan is called out there. And no namaz, no, nothing is happening there. We should feel it. Alhamdulillah, the masajid in the world, Haramain Sharifain, overflowing with the people for Umrah, for Ziyarah. And there, completely, you can hear what a pin drop, nothing happening there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us engage ourselves now in du'as as much as we can, and for ourselves, for the ummah, for our akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah. Allah accept our tawbah, give us husni khatima, make du'a for that. The life of the qabr, which we are listening to quite a bit, that what our condition will be there. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, for us, our family, and all the subject matter about the upbringing of children, etc. Very, very important, which was adequately explained. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make us conscious of these things, and let us become firm on our deen. Not just to go with the flow and how people are going. For us, we should keep in mind our deen, the pleasure of Allah, our akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and guide us to righteousness.